Hello, my friend, and welcome. This is module 2 of T2T, and I've called this module, I was just going to call it the red pill, but in the end I called it a bitter red pill to swallow, because, you know, it is kind of difficult to face up to the fact that we've been duped. Without going down, you know, down the rabbit hole of, I'm such a terrible person, why did I let this happen? And everybody else is such a terrible person for doing this. So, in this module, we are really going to, be really honest about the damage that has been inflicted upon you by this industry, by the business coaches, and our part in that, so that we can really let it go and really shift our energy towards moving forward on this transformational journey. And we're going to start here with exposing the system, where I am going to talk at length about what the system is and isn't, and why it has us stuck always feeling like we're still missing something, like there's still something wrong with us. And there's a really good reason that the system leaves us feeling like that. And that is because it's exactly what it has been designed to do. The system has actually been designed to keep us feeling like we need more of it. Designed to keep us believing that we just aren't quite getting it, so we must need more of it. And it's quite an addiction. It's quite an addiction. And it's so prevalent because so many people are bought into it. And I want you to think of it. You'll have heard me talk of it this way anyway, if you've been following me for any time at all, which I'm guessing you probably have. But I want to really get into the nitty-gritty, because it really does follow the MLM, model, we'll call it a model, which is where the people at the very top have a very nice lifestyle, and they basically hawk their stuff, their system, on the back of, look at how beautiful my lifestyle is. And then as you come down the levels, you find people with lesser and lesser and lesser lifestyles, right down to people who can barely make ends meet, all of whom are pretending that their lifestyle is amazing as the people at the top, or, you know, as much as they can, in order to recruit new people into the system who will pay at the bottom end, so that the people further up the chain can invest at the top end and keep the people at the top in their nice homes, lifestyles, and so on. That is why even the people at the very top are still selling the very, very beginner stuff. The very, very beginner stuff, you know, how to define your ideal client, how to nail your niche, how to, how to market to people's pain points, how to bend objections, you know, all the same things. And everybody is literally selling the exact same thing, even though they will be, even though they are putting their own spin on it, trying to make it a little bit unique, a little bit different, a little bit special. Even though they do that, in fact, they are selling pretty much the exact same thing, with the exact same methods. It's all numbers based. It's all about how many people can we get through, because nobody is selling at a premium, because how can you sell a system or a strategy at a premium? And the only people that are selling at a premium are the people at the very top, who are like pushing the people below them, who think that they're not beginners but still feel like beginners, to believe that they need even more of the same thing, but just in a more premium container. This is literally the MLM model at work. And it's really designed to keep everybody feeling like a beginner so that they will keep on buying. Because here's the thing about the system and the MLM model. It's not about making impact. It's not designed to make impact. It's designed to keep the money coming in. And that's all. And it's so prevalent because almost everybody is doing it, because we get sucked into this idea that actually the impact that we want to make is impossible to make. And thus, we'd rather just have the nice lifestyle. If we can't make the impact, we might as well have the nice lifestyle. And so we just chase it and chase it and chase it. And because we can never get there, or very rarely get there, and in order to get there, we have to have a lot of money coming in so that we can pay teams of people to help us, because there's so many people, you know, churning through the business that it's so much work. We pay for ads, or we dedicate huge amounts of time to growing our audience because we need lots of eyes on our stuff in order to make sales, and so on and so forth. This is what the system is, my friend. It is cult-like in that if you dare speak up about it, you are ostracized from your peers because they think that by speaking out about it, you are diminishing their success. People get angry about that stuff. They really, really do. And I see seven-figure business leaders getting triggered by people speaking out about the system. So I also want you to think, because one of the things that we tend to think is, well, why would anybody come to me when they can go to such and such who already has a seven-figure business and a fabulous lifestyle, when my work doesn't necessarily exactly deliver that result? And the answer is because you, my friend, are already light years ahead of those people. Maybe not on the money front, but money is not a reliable indicator of emotional expansiveness, of empowerment. Because everybody is powerful, everybody. Every single person is powerful. But most people are not empowered. And that includes the people right at the top of the food chain in our industry. And, you know, also to just like continue on with that idea of this as an MLM. Everybody in the system who is basically all hawking the same thing is trying to convince everybody else to get in on the system. Which, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in an MLM, but when you're in an MLM, I have, by the way. I don't know if I already said that. When you're in an MLM, you actually start like turning on your friends and your family and like trying to drag them in, even though they don't want to be in. And this is the same thing that you do in the MLM. Okay, maybe not with your family because they may have no concept of online business. But everybody that you encounter, it's like, ooh, you should come and learn the system. I can teach you how to make XK months, or I can teach you how to do this or that. I can teach you how to nail your niche. I can teach you how to grow your list. I can teach you to design a 5-day challenge that'll turn into high-ticket clients. You know, all of the same stuff over and over again. And then when you're not making it work, or when it seems like you're not making it work because you're not, you don't have the fantastic lifestyle and you don't have 30k months or 50k months or 100k months or whatever, well, then you have to think, well, why is this not working for me? And this is what everybody is doing, by the way, because this is working for hardly anyone. And it's not because the system per se doesn't work. I mean, having a niche and speaking to people's pain and convincing them to buy will work. Of course it works. I mean, of course you can get people to buy from you. But when you do something more transformational, or when basically you're selling the same thing as everybody else, it can be really hard to apply the system to your business and or differentiate yourself enough that people buy from you consistently. But you only ever really see the people towards the top who are creating the massive results. And so you think, well, why is it working for them and not me? And that's really frustrating, especially if you know that you're amazing, especially if you know that your work is really special and really brilliant and really different and really valuable, but nobody can see that. Well, then you have to ask, well, maybe it's me. Maybe there's something wrong with me. And thus, the beginner mentality is embedded in even further. Because if I got this, I would be making the 100K months by now. I would have the beachfront condo by now. I would have the top of the range whatever by now. So why then, you might ask, isn't everybody just ditching the system? Why isn't everybody just doing the transformational work that they love and learning how to sell that and changing the world? Why aren't people doing that? And the answer is easy, my friend. I mean, let's be honest. Why haven't we eradicated the patriarchy? Why haven't we eliminated racism? Why do people go to jobs that they hate en masse? Because it's the norm. Because most people conform. Because conformity is easy. It feels comfortable, even though it's horribly uncomfortable. Maybe comfortable is the wrong word. It feels safe. It feels safe to be in the majority. And becoming a transformationalist, like an exceptional transformationalist, who gets paid really fucking well for what she does, is not the norm, my friend. It can be the norm, but it's not the norm. Because it means truly standing on your own two feet and saying things that most people will never dare to say, and doing things that most people will never dare to do, and charging fees that most people will never dare to charge. It also means getting really intimate with clients. And this is something that most people become very uncomfortable with. Even the people at the very, very top of the hierarchy. And the reason they get really uncomfortable with it is because once they get into intimate relationships with clients, they recognize very quickly that the systems aren't enough. That even when people do the work, the system doesn't always deliver. So that old story that we could peddle, which is, oh, well, if you didn't get the results, then you didn't do the work. When you're in intimate relationships with clients, it very quickly becomes obvious that that's not true. That people can be super dedicated to doing the work and still not get results with the system. And the reason for that is because the system is inadequate. Because just teaching people how to, you know, market and sell isn't enough if you have emotional reasons for needing more. And it isn't enough if you're selling something transformational that can't be reduced down to a tagline. And so when they're in these intimate relationships, they can't make them work. They feel lost, like they don't know how to help people move forward. And so that's why so many do these huge, huge programs with stacks and stacks of people in them, you know, and some of them are very inexpensive. Some of them are moderately expensive. But people buy them en masse. They have teams of mentors and coaches, not mentors, coaches to help people get through them. because they can't manage them all themselves, and frankly, they don't want to. Most of the facilitation is done in groups or one-off calls here or there because they don't want the intimacy, because they can't handle the intimacy. And that is the difference, my friend. That is the difference between what you want to do and the system. And it doesn't matter if you're a coach. You don't have to be a coach to do transformational work. Transformational work comes in whatever is meaningful to you. Everything that is meaningful to you can and will transform people's perceptions of the world, of themselves, to actualization, self-actualization, when applied correctly, when fully understood. And my intention with this program is to help you to really get that. And it is a short-term program. Will it take you to absolute 100% empowerment? No, because first of all, there is no such thing. We are all works in progress, every single last one of us, unless we're dead. And it's also, there's a limit to how far we can go in this program. But the key is to give you the foundations. And that is exactly what I'm going to do. So, hopefully you now understand the system. Hopefully you understand why, at least on a sort of from a bird's eye level, why you've been asking yourself, what's wrong with me? Why don't I get this? Hopefully you can start to see that this is not you. This is the system. This is how it works. And I'll leave you with one other thought. We are both victims of the system, subjugated by it, and we are perpetrators of it, as long as we are working within it.